King Ahab that made God furious. The First Kings, chapter 16, verses 30-33. Today's Bible verses are from the First Kings, chapter 16, verses 30-33. Ahab son of Omri did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. He not only considered it trivial to commit the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, but he also married Jezebel daughter of Ethbaal king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. He set up an altar for Baal in the temple of Baal, that he built in Samaria. Ahab also made an Asherah pole and did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than did all the kings of Israel before him. We see a lot more of odd things these days all around the world, such as natural disasters and climate changes even more these days. The weather is hot, when it should be cold, and it is cold, when it should be hot, so the natural ecosystem also gets destroyed at times. I heard that the fish that used to be caught in the West Sea gets caught in the East Sea these days. I heard it is due to global warming. Also, there is no rain when it should be raining, and sometimes the rain pours down when it should not be raining, so there are quite a number of natural disasters at all corners of the global villages. In the Bible, the things were like this in the time of King Ahab. There was no rain for 3 years and 6 months, so nearly everything in nature was withered and dead. There was a drought, and this drought was so severe that no single animal, as well as human being, could continue to live in this condition. The issue here was that these things were not of a mere coincidence. It is because God had shut the doors of the heaven. The nation that worshipped God before, neglected God and began to worship the other God, the nation started to bring in foreign God, worshipped idols. They even killed the prophets and left God. This was what it was like in the time of King Ahab. King Ahab was the seventh king of Israel. The king should only have worshipped God, but he got married to a foreign woman, brought in a foreign god, and also he appointed 850 prophets to assist him. These prophets worshipped other gods, such as Baal and Asherah. And he committed a sin of killing the prophets of God. God allowed these people to have a disaster. God had shut the heaven for 3 years and 6 months. The people of that nation at the period in fact had met a wrong leader, and they suffered for this. Right now, North Korea is like this. Three people from 3 generations from a single family have been leaders of North Korea. The people of that nation are dying because of hunger, starvation and malnutrition, but the government is so focused on shooting missiles. This is the only country that has the most brutal dictatorship in the world still. The people had met a wrong leader. We need to know how important a role of a leader is. So that is why the enemy Satan tries so hard to make the leader to fall down. Therefore, we firstly need to pray for the leader. It has been said that the faith in the states started to get weaker since Kennedy became a president of the states. In the 1960s, when Kennedy was a president of the U.S., he abolished the time of prayer in the public schools in the U.S. He took down the Ten Commandments, he removed the chapel time from school timetables, removed the Bible study class from school, and banned educating students about the theory of creationism. From that time onwards, the society of the U.S. started to deteriorate. People began to have a hippie-style long hair and wear a hippie-style clothes. Among young people, the number of drug addicts started to become multiplied. The number of accidents due to the shooting of the guns also multiplied as well. The father of the President Kennedy was a millionaire who started to accumulate wealth by running an illegally brewed liquor business. He had a secret connection with mafia, and by selling these illegally brewed liquor, he earned a lot of money and was able to establish the most aristocratic class of today in the U.S., the Kennedys. But, a while later, the descendants of the President Kennedy family had the misfortune and they all died. One was stricken with paralysis, collapsed and died. The other one died because the airplane collapsed and died because of this. The son who became a president of the nation was assassinated. Robert Kennedy, who was also a candidate for a president position, he was shot to death. Also, Edward, who was a senator, he was associated with a scandal of his female secretary and her drowning. This made the Kennedy family ashamed. The father that saw his children dying and ending their lives in Missouri confessed like this: "I brewed liquor illegally for several decades, and destroyed a lot of families with this, and made a lot of people to die, and this way I'm paying the price of the sin I have committed." That is right. The main passage of today that we read together describes the downfall of one person, King Ahab. Just because he was corrupted, everyone in that nation had to suffer enormously. The corruption and the crimes of King Ahab are categorized in three types. Firstly, he did such evil things in the eyes of God. Pay close attention to chapter 16, verse 30 of the 1 Kings. It says, "Ahab son of Omri did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him." God was looking at every single thing that he did. In the eyes of God means the eyes of Jehovah. In the Bible this has been listed 900 times. What kind of eyes are the eyes of Jehovah? These are the eyes that can see our inside and the outside and able to make correct judgment. The eyes of God do not make mistakes. The people make judgment by looking at the external things only, so they easily make mistakes. When lies have been said, people take in as truth, and when truth has been said, there are times that people do not believe in it. It is because people judge on things only, by looking at the things on the outside. Even Samuel was about to make this mistake once. When Israel was about to appoint its first king, Samuel told people to choose one out of 8 sons of Jesse, and anoint him with the oil, to make him a king. They went to the house of Jesse, but the eldest son Eliab had the desire only to become a king. When Samuel looked at him, Eliab was tall and was good-looking. Samuel thought that if someone was to become a king of a nation, the king should be this handsome, so he was about to pour the oil on him without hesitation. But at that very moment, there was a voice of God: "Samuel, stop what you are doing at the moment. Stop pouring the oil on him." The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. "I have rejected him." If Samuel poured oil on the person that God had already rejected, then the nation would have been unlucky to have such a king, and the family also would have been ruined. Like this, the eyes of human beings are easy to make mistakes. But the eyes of God are accurate. Therefore, we need to make judgment in God's point of view, not our point of view. In the Bible, David confessed this fact very clearly. In Psalms, chapter 139, it says, "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before, you have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" This is a confession that can come from a person that has experienced the presence of God. David once committed a crime and tried to hide this. But he was told off by the prophet Nathan. After that, he always remembered that the eyes of God are watching over him, and we can see that he lived in the right way since then. But King Ahab lived in an evil way in the eyes of God. Not only that, the Bible also said that King Ahab was more evil than any other kings before him. In the latter part of verse 30, it says, "more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him." King Ahab made the truth and the faith to fall down, brought in idols, and was an evil king that killed the prophets of God. He killed Naboth, and took away the vineyard from him. Ahab knew that it was a sin in front of God, but he committed an evil thing. If someone did not know that it was a sin, that it could be called as an error, But if someone knew that it was a sin, then it was definitely a crime. King Ahab committed a crime in front of God, it was not an error. So God said that Ahab was more evil than any other kings before him. As we see the life of Ahab, we need to realize how we should live our lives in front of God. Ahab considered sin lightly. In the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 31, it says, he not only considered it trivial to commit the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, but he also married Jezebel daughter of Ethbaal king of the Sidonians, and began to serve Baal and worship him. Considering something lightly means considering it as something of no importance, no value and no significance. Ahab treated sin lightly, so even he had committed sins, he was not fearful of it and treated it insignificantly. But sin is a scary thing. There is a price of sin that needs to be paid for sure. It has been said that the price of a sin is death. Sin blocks the three kinds of relationships. Firstly, it blocks the relationship with God. After we committed a sin, peace, joy and also the true rest leave us. Secondly, the prayer gets blocked. In Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1-2 it says, and surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. The Bible said that our sins have separated us from our God. Thirdly, the blessings get blocked. In Genesis, chapter 3, verse 18, it says, it will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. God said to Adam, because of you, the land has been cursed and it will produce thorns and thistles for you. Have a look at Ahab that died because of the price for his sins. Let us look at chapter 22, verse 34. But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his armor. The king told his chariot driver, wheel around and get me out of the fighting. I've been wounded. Ahab intended to kill Jehoshaphat instead of himself, so he made Jehoshaphat to wear the clothes of king and sent him off to the battlefield. Ahab did not want to look like himself, so he tried to disguise his looks by wearing the armor and went on the battlefield. But one random person drew the bow and that bow hit the Ahab between the sections of his armor. Between the sections of armor means the area like a hinge, which allows the movement of the joints and that connects two parts of the armor. In other words, he wore the armor and protected his body, but a bow that a random person drew hit Ahab between the sections of his armor. And Ahab was killed. In chapter 22, verse 35 says, all day long the battle raged, and the king was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran onto the floor of the chariot, and that evening he died. The Bible said, the blood from his wound ran onto the floor of the chariot. A bow that a random person pulled hit Ahab between the sections of his armor and he was killed this way. What an unbelievable event. Would this be a mere coincidence? No way. It was not a mere coincidence. It was a price of a sin that he had to pay for leaving God. We need to know that there are hidden hands of God. It seems that God does not look at us, but in fact he looks at everything, and it seems that he does not know about anything, but in fact he knows about everything. When a nail is pulled out, there is a mark left. In the same way, there is a price for a sin for sure. We should not treat the sin lightly. Ahab treated the sin lightly, and in fact it was a way for him to go towards the misfortune. Thirdly, Ahab chose a wrong person to get married to. He made a wrong choice. In the 1 Kings, chapter 16, verse 31, the latter part says, he not only considered it trivial to commit the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, but he also married Jezebel daughter of Ethbaal king of the Sidonians. He was married to a foreign woman. He chose Jezebel as his wife. Marriage is most sacred. The most important element in marriage is love. A community that has been formed by love is family. A married couple relationship is a magical relationship that gets formed only by love. Therefore, When other conditions other than love are considered more critically, they get to be unhappy. At least, when we choose to get married, we need to have set criteria. Firstly, is that a person that I truly love? Secondly, is that person ready to take responsibility for the family? Thirdly, does that person have vision? Fourthly, is that person a person of a good character and has wisdom? We need to take these into account when choosing a person to get married to. If other conditions are more seriously considered other than love, then it is possible that this relationship would be unhappy. A relationship that has been formed because of the political benefit or economical benefit, have a look at these marriages. We get to see that these kinds of relationships end unhappily eventually. We had freedom to choose as we liked, but the responsibility follows with the end result. At times, we are at the point where we need to make choices. Choosing a job, choosing a person to get married to, and so on, these are the choices that we need to make by ourselves. But after making these choices, we must be responsible for the results. King Ahab made a wrong choice. Ahab was the seventh king of Israel. It was a common sense to choose a woman from the people of God and get married to her, but he chose Jezebel, who was a daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonians who worshipped idols. It was evident that he chose her because of the political benefit. Ahab intended to have stronger power by getting married to a daughter from a foreign country and getting united with a foreign nation. And this brought in idols to the land of Israel, where it only worshipped God previously. This brought in idols such as Baal and Asherah, which Jezebel worshipped. And Ahab appointed 850 politicians, who were foreign prophets, and ran the country. He made the country to be corrupted, and this allowed the deadly disasters to happen in the country, and he committed countless crimes. A wrong choice that Ahab made in marrying to a woman that worshipped idols allowed him to have these deadly results at the end. It seems men are strong, but in fact, the men move according to the hands of the women. King Ahab was exactly the same. Because of Jezebel's influence, he took away the vineyard from Naboth, and he became an inhuman king that killed the prophets of God. In the 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse 25, in the latter part of this verse, it says, "There was never a man like Ahab, who sold himself to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, urged on by Jezebel his wife." It said Ahab was urged by his wife. Jezebel urged the heart of Ahab and led him to do such evil things. We need to know how critical the roles of women are. To make a man a leader of the society, or to make a man a devout Christian with strong faith, then women need to be wise. The marriage of Ahab eventuated in a failure. God was furious at this Ahab. In chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "Ahab also made an Asherah pole and did more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than did all the kings of Israel before him." Have a look at the end days of Ahab's family that made God furious. In the 1 Kings, chapter 21, verse 23, it says, "And also concerning Jezebel the Lord says, dogs will devour Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel." The dogs ate the dead body of Jezebel. She died miserably. Also, in the 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 38 says, "They washed the chariot at a pool in Samaria where the prostitutes bathed, and the dogs licked up his blood, as the word of the Lord had declared." When King Ahab was killed in battle, when people washed the chariot, the dogs licked up his blood. And also the water that the chariot was washed with, that was the water that the prostitutes bathed in. The death of Ahab was such a shameful and cursed death. Moreover, in the 2 Kings, chapter 10, verse 7, it says, "When the letter arrived, these men took the princes and slaughtered all 70 of them. They put their heads in baskets and sent them to Jehu and Jezreel." When 70 children of Ahab were caught and killed, their necks were cut, and the heads were put in baskets. These heads were sent to Jehu and Jezreel. So, not only a nation perished, but the family of a king of Israel also perished in the most miserable way. These things were not a mere coincidence at all. This is the result of making God so furious. This time, as I saw the death of young Enyu, the leader of a cult religion, Goenpa, I thought of King Ahab. I heard that only white bones remained and his rotten body was full of maggots. I even heard that it was very hard to distinguish the shape of the bone as well. The news had such a tragic story. My dear family in Christ, as we saw the downfall of family of King Ahab, we learnt that there is no result without the reason. Ahab did evil things in the eyes of God, and regarded sin lightly, and through the marriage to the foreign woman, he brought in the idols in all corners of Israel. He made God to be extremely furious, and the shameful downfall was the price he paid for his actions. Ahab was recorded as the king that was more evil than any other kings, before him, and his end days were even more miserable than anyone. Rather than how long a person has lived for, how a person has lived his or her life is even more important. History is a mirror. We need to be able to look at the history like this and learn from it. We should learn to live properly, in the ways that are pleasing to look at, in the eyes of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.